From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the 21st day of March 2010. We are live. In the next 2 hours, we're going to give you the most detailed, fact-based, reality-based analysis of the government-slash-banking insurance company takeover of one-seventh of the United States economy. That's a conservative estimate. Some are one-sixth. We are going to break down this in total detail today. I've been doing deep research the last few years on this. Of course, all of you know that the Democrats say they have the votes and are set to vote tonight or at the latest tomorrow on the bill in the House. Then it will go to the Senate and be directed to President Barack H. Obama. So that is coming up. I wrote a list of issues I want to cover, and each point we have backed up from the bill, from mainstream news articles, and from statements from Congress. Tom Daschle's quotes, the guy that originally wrote the bill, and this is his bill, everything he wanted, government-funded abortion, everything is in there. Number one, we are a bankrupt nation. The states are going bankrupt. This is by design for the bankers. The bill is 2,700 pages long. We're going to cover that. The IRS is given incredible new powers to spy on you biweekly, every time you get paid, and to not just take your refund checks, but even grab your bank account or garnish your wages. So a massive expansion of the nanny state through the IRS with 16 to 20,000 new employees. The government says 6,000 plus, but it's guaranteed to be more than that. The good news, 38 states are lining up to say no, that it's unconstitutional. The government's claim, the federal government's claim of the Commerce Clause is a fraud. There's massive cuts to Medicare and Medicaid in this. The insurance companies wrote it. The media has been lying, saying that the insurance companies are against it. It's like the banker bailout, a huge robbery. There are all these new taxes in it against small businesses, big businesses, private individuals. Also, it has a provision for comparative medicine. That's the death panels. That's where the government decides what doctors and nurses can do and what treatment you can get. We'll get into Tom Daschle on that front. Doctors already aren't taking Medicare and Medicaid all over the country. Walgreens is announcing in many of its stores around the nation it's not going to take it because they're just not given compensation to pay for the drugs. They're told just give them out basically for free. There's no free lunch here, folks. The government's only good at one thing, lying and stealing. So we'll talk about how this will lower quality. Oh, yeah, you get universal health care, like in Cuba. Everybody gets to see a doctor. You get an aspirin for a heart attack. And how this is part of the total takeover we've seen of the local police, of the states, of the internet that's happening right now with cybersecurity, the green taxes taking over the factories and industry in our homes, the takeover with the banker bailout, the takeover of the car industry. The total takeover is happening. This is just one part of that as the government and select corporate interests that control it seize the entire nation. We'll get into how this does fund abortion. Obama says he'll sign an executive order, but executive order experts are on record saying that that won't be enforced, that the courts have ruled executive orders won't be able to bypass that, and so that this will fund abortion. The law in Congress will trump, because that's constitutional, though the law itself will be unconstitutional. The executive orders are so unconstitutional, it will trump that. And that's why Obama has agreed to sign the executive order restricting abortion funding. We'll also talk about how it was planned, how it was passed, the bribery, the payoffs, the criminality. We'll talk about how it's discriminatory, how unions and other select groups are exempt from the provisions in the legislation itself on so-called Cadillac plans. We'll also get into the Republicans and how they think they've scored a big political victory here, knowing that this will destroy the Democrats in the short term. The problem is the history shows the Republicans won't actually fully repeal this when it comes time, so that's the next big fight. This is the total takeover, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. Call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in now.
Hi, Alex. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is one of the most important broadcasts I have ever done. We're going to break down exactly what is in the government takeover of healthcare bill that the House of Representatives is set to pass tonight or tomorrow to go to the president's desk. It is illegal. It is unconstitutional. It is an overthrow of our constitutional republic on so many fronts. There have been many wounds inflicted against our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. The establishment is no longer eating around the edges of our republic. Open tyranny is manifesting itself on literally hundreds of different fronts, but this is one of the chief blows, a grievous blow against the country. But it's also a wake-up call for everyone out there who has been in denial. Now, I've read the House version. I've read the Senate version. We have spent literally weeks and weeks of live airtime covering this legislation in its different permutations in the last year. It's similar to what we saw in 1993, 94 under Hillary and Clinton care, but it's even worse. So we're going to break it down today in absolute detail, and coming up in the next hour, open the phones up. But it will take me the balance of this first hour just to cover the basics. Now, we're going to go off the actual bill and even the mainstream media reports quoting sections of the bill. Nothing you're going to hear here is speculation. When I tell you that Tom Daschle wrote a book saying that old people have a duty to die, and that he wrote the current bill, much of what you're about to see be passed by the traitorous Congress, the treacherous Congress, I'm going to read his quotes. I'm going to read from the stinking book. When I tell you there's a provision for the IRS to not just grab your refund, but to garnish your wages, we're going to cover it from the bill. Everything you're going to hear here is the facts, not the absolute unmitigated lies of the Democratic Party. Now, remember, I'm somebody, when Bush rammed through the Patriot Act, who exposed it. I'm somebody who exposed the fake WMDs in Iraq in 2002 and 2003 when that was unpopular, now proven right. I am nonpartisan. I have allegiance to one thing, and that is the truth. That is justice and freedom and our constitutional republic. And when I hear the Republicans on Fox and CNN, they aren't telling you one-tenth of how bad this is. Because a lot of them secretly want this to pass, so they politically sweep the Congress this year, the House this year, the Senate the year after that, and the White House in 2.5 years. If the Republicans in the last year would have told you just how bad this is, there's no way this would have passed. They are the leadership. There are some good low-level members that are telling the truth. But the leadership, as bad as their rhetoric sounds, it is nothing compared to the true magnitude of this final legislation. This legislation is worse than what we saw 6 months ago, worse than what we saw 2 months ago. I cannot believe that this is about to pass in America. And I have seen the establishment sink to lows in their power grabs. But there is so much deception involved here. Number one, the insurance companies wrote this legislation. Even the Wall Street Journal reported that 2 months ago. The Democratic talking points are that the insurance companies are against this. The insurance companies' stock are all up, all the majors. Warren Buffett, whose biggest holdings are in health insurance, his stocks are up right now. They want this. It cuts Medicare and Medicaid. It gives liability protection to the insurance companies. It lowers the quality of care. And that's the facts. And that's why Walgreens and others are announcing in different regions of the U.S. that they're not going to accept Medicare and Medicaid anymore. In fact, I have that here from the Seattle Times. Walgreens, no new Medicaid patients as of April 16th. That's just the beginning. Here's another one. Even AP tells the truth here. Fact checked, premiums would rise under Obama. This is at least a $1 trillion tax increase. Now, the CBO is bound to accept the numbers that are given to it by the Congress. Those are numbers given to them a month ago. But the former head of the Congressional Budget Office, as well as the General Accounting Office, both groups have been out on record, say that it's disinfo in, disinfo out, garbage in, garbage out, that this is at least a half a trillion increase, but most of the experts say over a trillion. But, folks, that isn't even the issue. I mean, that's bad. The issue here is this is unconstitutional. The bill's been criminally passed with bribery. It gives the IRS new powers it never had before to be involved in your daily life, tracking and tracing everything you do, taking money out of your account, setting the precedent to raise healthcare costs to an unimaginable level. It's been Medicare and Medicaid and government involvement that has destroyed healthcare in the U.S. So that's all coming up. Now, in the first little short segment that some stations don't carry, I went over just a list of things that I'm going to cover today. And so I want to go ahead now and do a brief synopsis of what we're facing. Then I'm going to go back through each point with articles and the bill in this first hour. So you're going to hear the facts here today. Please call your friends and family if you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, podcast, whatever the case is. They need to hear this. And you can also watch us live at prisonplanet.tv and see the video clips, read the articles, see them on screen as we cover them, as we go over them. Number one, this country is bankrupt. There's no such thing as a free lunch. There never has been, there never will. Illinois, California, Michigan, Florida, Iowa, and countless other states are already bankrupt or are about to go officially bankrupt. Our industry is shutting down. We're in a double-dip recession. That's called a depression. Now they call it a double-dip recession. The dollar is on the verge of dying. Here's Bloomberg. U.S.-UK move closer to losing rating. AAA rating, Moody says. Like Mexico. Here's another one. Bloomberg. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash. The big pension funds do what the federal government tells them, or the feds go in and set up their CEOs and send them to prison. They always follow orders. They're now saying they're going to take your pension funds and invest it with the banks to prop them up. You understand what's happening here? We are bankrupt. There is no free lunch. And when you get a government monopoly over health care, that will drive up prices, just like drugs are illegal, so the prices are higher. Anything you make illegal, this is a law of economics, anything that you make a monopoly goes up in price, and it's government involvement. 30 years ago, we still had the best health care in the world and the cheapest in the world. Now, what do you have? And the media always blames the doctors. They're getting a smaller and smaller piece of the pie while their education and liability costs go up. I talked to two doctors last night. I was at a friend's birthday party in Fredericksburg at a popular night spot, and I talked to two medical doctors who were thinking about, and they're not close to retirement, about just getting out of practice altogether. But side issue, that's coming up. We are bankrupt. We can't pay for this. And what the government does is it takes control of your life. It takes control of small businesses that are already on the verge of going out of business. If somebody's getting paid $15 an hour, $20 an hour, like my employees, and I'm going to be forced to buy health care, I'm going to go, okay, here's your health care. You now get $10 an hour, $8 an hour. Because that's their half of the money. That's how health care works. And then I've got to match it. So, see, I'll really be paying a $15 an hour employee $22, $23 an hour. It's just they'll be getting $8, $9, $10, $11 of it. Sound good to you? That's what you're going to be experiencing. And the health care you're going to get is going to be absolute crap. Oh, yeah, that's all over the news. That's admitted. Lowering the standard of the care. Oh, you're going to get some health care. But the government is going to set the parameters of that health care. Okay, we're going to run over all of it in blitzkrieg fashion. There's a lot of information straight ahead. I get over to prisonplanet.tv so you see these documents.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. all times Central. Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Well, we may have lost this fight. They say they've got the votes, but they're such liars that may not be true. But this is a big wake-up call to people with this unconstitutional, illegal legislation on the verge of passing. Now, here's some good news. It is waking people up what's happening. 38 states and their attorney generals are saying they're going to challenge it in federal court. That's not enough. The states have even more power for the legislatures to pass laws saying you have no control under the Commerce Clause over people's health care in the states, and you can't make people buy something from a private interest. If they can do that, they can make you buy an electric car from General Motors to prop it up, as the Attorney General of Texas said on Thursday morning when I heard him on News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin. He's absolutely right. This is robbery. The government can't say that everybody has to, say, send $1,000 to the Catholic Church or $1,000 to Pat Robertson or $1,000 or $5,000 a year to some healthcare company. Remember, the insurance companies wrote this and their stock is up. But they played it in the media like they were against it and somehow the rich guys were going to get stuck with it, just like the banker bailout of a year and a half ago. They said it was to unfreeze mortgages October 3rd when they passed it. October 4th, Henry Paulson said, we're not going to spend the money now on the mortgages. We're not going to tell you where the money is. But now a federal court has ruled the private Federal Reserve has to say where the money went. So, again, this is a big wake-up call. Here's another wake-up call. The Democrats were so lawless, so criminal, so evil, so contemptuous of our Bill of Rights and Constitution that they were trying to say that the Democrats didn't even have to vote on this bill, that they could just deem the House leadership that they had the votes and pass the Senate version, agree to it. But yesterday they announced, we're not going to do that now. They politically didn't want to make their members vote because anybody that votes for this politically has a very good chance of being beaten in the congressional elections coming up in November. But because the people got outraged, because the public looked at the Constitution and realized how illegal this was, the Democrats backed off of that. House Democrats dropped plans for deem and pass vote, Waxman says. So that happened yesterday. That is from Business Week. Now, let's get into the bad news here and then some of the good news. Again, we are bankrupt. There is no free lunch. There is no free health care. All the employers are going to pass this on to their employees. This is going to hit people working at Wendy's and McDonald's the worst, getting $9 an hour. You're now going to basically get $5 an hour. It'll still say you're getting $9 an hour on your pay rate, but when they take this out, you're going to get $5, $6 an hour, and your employer has to match you, and so they're going to let some people go. And it's going to lower the quality of the health care. One of the most horrible sections of the legislation is covered here from the Hill newspapers, and it says the bill would allow IRS to confiscate refunds if there are penalties for not buying health care. I actually read that subsection, and it gives the IRS the power, with 16 to 20,000 new employees, that's just to begin, to seize your bank accounts to garnish your wages. The first thing they do is not give you your refund. So continuing here, with this information. Here is a story out of the Examiner. Give you a document cam shot for that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. 16,500 more IRS agents needed to enforce Obamacare. That's in the bill and has the funding for it. But you better believe it's going to be more than that. And the IRS will now be every 2 weeks watching what you do, following your paycheck, harassing your employer, and on top of it, this expands into a medical card attached to your employment. So now the IRS is literally your social worker nanny. You've never taken welfare. You've never been on unemployment. You don't want to talk to the government. You don't want to talk to census takers. You want to be left alone. Sorry. The IRS now just isn't in your life once a year. They're in your life every single pay period. Unbelievable information on that front. And that's only the beginning of the taxes in control. Under this bill, they can just, at a regulatory level, expand the taxes to whatever level they want so that it gives them a blank check of power. One of the other horrible areas of this is comparative medicine. Comparative medicine is the death panels. They have them in England. They have them in Canada. They have them in Germany. They have them in the Netherlands. The government, in consultation with the big insurance companies that wrote the bill, they will decide what treatments you can get, what tests you can have. And I want to read to you here from Bloomberg. Document cam shot, please. Ruin your health with Obama stimulus plan. That's one of the articles. And then it quotes his book. His book is critical. What we can do about healthcare crisis. Why is this important? Daschle wrote the health care bill, much of which is now inculcated in this latest legislation set to pass today or tomorrow. According to Daschle, doctors have to give up anonymity, autonomy, and learn to operate less like solo practitioners. That's a quote. So the government's practicing medicine now. The goal, Daschle's book explained, is to slow the development and use of new medications and technologies because they are driving up costs. He praises Europeans for being more willing to accept hopeless diagnoses and forgo experimental treatments. And he chastises Americans for expecting too much from the healthcare system. Let me read one of the quotes. Daschle says healthcare reform, quote, will not be pain-free. Seniors should be more accepting of the conditions that come with age instead of treating them. That means the elderly will bear the brunt. He then goes on to say, you're over 60, you shouldn't be able to get the eye surgery you need. So you've paid into the tax system your whole life. They stole your Social Security. They stole your Medicare and Medicaid money that you invested, you were supposedly going to get. It's all gone to bail out the banks and their global takeover. And I heard the Democrats hissing on TV and radio today, admitting, well, yeah, we're going to have to tell the doctors what to do, but, you know, this is what we've got to do to give everybody health care. Okay, continuing here. Again, doctors are on record, healthcare providers are on record saying this will lower quality, and the bill states, oh, yeah, it'll save hundreds of billions of dollars over the next decade because every year it cuts $43 billion out of Medicare and Medicaid, lowering the amount of money that can be spent. To the logical extension, like Cuba, where they have more doctors per capita than any other nation, they don't have any equipment, the drugs you need, or the expertise. You've got an aspirin for a heart attack in Cuba. When we come back, the abortion issue. It's another political trick. Abortion is funded in this bill, and one of the last congressman holdout votes says Obama's going to sign an executive order, but all the legal scholars say the bill is what will be followed that funds taxpayer-funded abortion, not the other executive order. That's coming up. We'll also get into the discrimination in the bill. A bunch of unions are exempt from it. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We're covering the government takeover of healthcare. They've already taken over the auto industry, the greenhouse gas taxes to shut down whatever coal plants and factories we've got left. China, India, Mexico have to make zero cuts. The president's announcing the takeover of the internet, saying they may censor news. They're taking the web over. They're taking every facet of our lives over. The hate bill they passed last year federalizes your local police. It's just a total takeover. And all the government's good at is lying and stealing and thieving for their special interest. Okay. Obama agreed an hour and a half ago with the final Democrat vote they needed to have an executive order to get as many as 12 pro-life Democrat votes. But experts on the Constitution have reported that a executive order is trumped by the bill. The bill says taxpayer-funded abortion. The county where I live, Travis County, Austin, Texas, resides in the county, last year started funding abortions with a county tax. It doesn't matter what executive orders are in place. So this bill does fund abortion, and Obama, even if he tried to enforce his executive order, which, of course, he's a pro-abortion guy, it would be thrown out in court instantly. So this will fund abortions. It is in the bill. The Democrats could strip it out right now, but they're not going to do that. They could have done it a week ago, a month ago. No, they're going to have an executive order that Obama hasn't even signed yet. Remember, he wasn't going to hire lobbyists, hired more than anybody ever had in history. He was going to cut the federal budget. He spent more money in 1 year than all presidents before him combined. He was going to get us out of Iraq immediately. A year and a half later, there we are, expanding all these other wars. He was going to end torture, the Patriot Act. He's for it. He was going to end warrantless wiretapping. He's for it. So the White House says they're going to sign this executive order sometime in the future that won't allow the funding, but the bill does allow the funding. Just like they said the bill wouldn't fund illegal aliens, it funds illegal aliens that are already bankrupting the southwestern states with their anchor babies. They come in, have a kid, the whole family gets free health care, welfare, everything else. It's all in there, a bunch of unfunded mandates to the states. So the good news is 38 states are saying they're going to fight it. That is coming up. Continuing here, and the points I want to go over is how this was passed. Billions of dollars to congressmen and women's districts that agreed. Open bribery. The discriminatory areas where seven of the biggest unions in the bill are exempt from the Cadillac provision. It's not a Cadillac provision. They take more money out of your paycheck. You've paid for it. You get great insurance. And it's not just the unions, some of the big unions that have this. It's a lot of big corporations have it. Small corporations have it. If that's part of the package and what you're looking for, they take the money out of your check. Your employer matches it as part of your employment, and you pay no deductible. And it covers everything, chiropractors, you know, whatever you want, CAT scans, mammograms before you're 45 when it kicks in with regular insurance. It's all paid for. You paid for it. No. No. Everyone in the country, millions and millions of people that have the Cadillac insurance, you get a giant tax of 50% of the cost of your plan. 50%. Let's say you're paying $12,000 a year on average to get a Cadillac plan. Well, you're going to pay $6,000 extra tax. It's just full of taxes. I tried to read the 2,700-page new version that they just released yesterday, and I spent hours yesterday morning trying to go over it and just doing Control-F keyword searches, and it's just all in there. And I have the AP's boil down that says it's in there. So, I mean, you talk about discrimination. You've got seven, and the way the bill reads, later Obama can selectively decide if others get to have it. It gives them these political favors. That's why Biden, the vice president, was in the Washington Post on Friday saying, quote, "We will own and run health care in America." Remember during the takeover of General Motors with taxpayer money, 40-something billion, that it came out on the House floor that if you'd been a big Democrat contributor, you got to keep your Chevy dealership, some of them 80 years old. But if you hadn't, the government took your Chevy dealership and gave it to whoever they wanted or shut it down. So it's all selectively enforced. If you're one of the select groups that has curried favor with the government, you don't get the 50% tax on your Cadillac plan. So just absolute discrimination. These are the new upper class, the new kings and queens, the new lords of our society, and the discrimination expands from there. Multiple states get quasi-exemptions in this whole system. I can't even believe this is happening. Now, here's another important point I want to make, and then the key point, the most important point is coming up. These are all important points. But the Republican Party tripled the size of government in the 8 years of George W. Bush. We thought that was the worst ever. Obama spent more than that and every president before in 1 year. We're now, what, 14, 15 months into this guy But 1 year in, he spent more than all presidents before. But remember, the Republican Party's controlled by the very same corporate interests. Same people financed John McCain. They win either way. You got some good freshmen. You got good people like Ron Paul and others. But predominantly the leadership are just as bought and paid for. They are looking at this as a political win. It is a political win. But the Democrats are bought and paid for, so they're going ahead and committing political seppuku, political suicide. Because this is what they've got to do because the people that put them in power are demanding it. The insurance companies that wrote this bill, it's the same as the banker bailout. It's a robbery. But we have to stay angry. The Democrats are openly saying, oh, we think you'll forget about it. We think you'll find out about the good parts of the bill. Because you've got national polls between 65 and 75%, and that's an average. Some are in the 80s, some are in the 50s. But the vast majority of people are against government running health care and against a lot of the provisions. But then you see other polls where they say, well, should we cover the 32 million uninsured? And you'll get 55, 60%, depending on the poll, in that range, who are for, you know, supposed, you know, are you for saving a drowning puppy in a river? Yes. Are you for the government taking all your rights to save the drowning puppy? Well, no, because the government won't save the drowning puppy. So the Democrats think they can spin this after it's not a politicized issue. They think you'll forget about it. We have to make sure that at the state level, the attorney generals, the legislatures, that we take control of the state houses of the political process, that we demand states nullify and say, we're not just going to federal court, we're doing that too, but we're going to have our state attorney generals and our state guard say, we're not doing this in our state and kicking the feds out who are in our jurisdictions. And that's constitutional. Because under the Commerce Clause, they have no right to come in and say, you must pay money to a private interest. You must pay on average $5,000 a year. And now that all this government money's going in, it'll go up. That's what monopolies create, because the government creates a monopoly of control over this. It's gone up because for 30-plus years, government's been involved. All the major studies show that. So the Republicans have sold us out before. And if you think when they take control of the House next year and the presidency in 2.5, 3 years, if you think they're going to reverse this unless you stay angry and get politically involved like you never had before, you're living in a dream world. This is only going to get worse until you say no. Now, here's the most important point. This is a total takeover of our society. Not just the healthcare, cybersecurity bill. Here's the New York Times, Friday. Pentagon sees a threat from online muckrakers, wants to shut down websites that criticize the government. Here's another one. Cybersecurity bill introduced in the Senate. And it goes on to say it gives Obama the power to shut down the internet. They're taking over all of our industry through the greenhouse gas taxes. They've taken over the auto industry. They federalized the states with the hate bill and our police departments through NORTHCOM, through the Patriot Act. The entire society is being seized by the federal government itself under the control of offshore banks that control the big insurance companies.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. The whole next hour will be wide open telephones on the government takeover of healthcare for offshore banking interests as they collectivize us. And I want to get into the whole collectivism in the next hour, what it means to have government control healthcare and run your life, how they're now going to start taxing your salt, your sugar, with a national ID card tied to a national sales tax, tracking every purchase you make and taxing you more for your lifestyle. That's the preventative care. This has all been stated on the record. This is just the beginning. Toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday, 21st day of March 2010, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. If you're a local listener in Austin, you can listen to our local station, News Radio 590 KLBJ. You can call us 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. Okay. Another issue here is, what about the tens of millions of people, 32 million total that aren't insured, but around half of those are self-employed, mow lawns, run a hot dog shack, whatever. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to be given free health care. You're going to be given supposed free health care. But the free health care you're going to be getting is a watered-down government version of Medicare and Medicaid, depending on your age. And they're reporting that most hospitals, most doctors, most dentists will not accept it because it doesn't pay them. Here's Walgreens. Walgreens, no new Medicaid patients as of April 16th. Quote, because of continued reduction in reimbursement. They're just not paid. And I've talked to many doctors. I've talked to dentists. I've talked to my dad. With Medicaid, they may wait 6 months to get paid, and then it's a paltry amount that doesn't even pay for the lab work, for the employees. And that's why more and more people are not becoming nurses or doctors. Doctors, the media scapegoats them and says they're making all these big profits. The average medical degree for a medical doctor, I pulled these numbers up yesterday, is over $300,000, not counting interest. So you're in school till you're 25, 30. You're a specialist, 35. You spend $200,000, $300,000, some cases $500,000 with taxes on it. It could be over $1 million with all the penalties and interest and the rest of it. The interest you pay on that. If you don't pay on time, it's even higher. And they're just not becoming doctors, or they're going to other countries. But continuing here with all of these issues, the Congress knows the federal government can't make you buy private services, but you let the states pass laws that you've got to have insurance, but then the illegal aliens are exempt. That sets the precedent for this. And so now you're going to experience real tyranny, my friends. And again, you're going to fund the abortion. This promised executive order will not trump congressional law. Congressional law is constitutional. It's unconstitutional legislation, but constitutionally, once it's passed, will trump executive order. And so you watch. You will be funding abortion, just like in foreign aid. Obama took the freeze off a year ago that past presidents had since Reagan on tens of billions of dollars a year in abortion, forced abortion funding in China and all over the world. That will now be official. You will pay to kill babies. If you morally are against it, it doesn't matter. The system is going to take your money. Another big lie. Obama promised that if you individually made under $250,000 a year, that you would not have to pay this 2 to 5% added bracket going above 40%. They're already up to 40. They claim it's 35, but really you pay 40%. Now it's going to be 42 to 45 you're going to be paying to supposedly pay for people that are uninsured. But here's the issue. That's 250 grand per household. That's the wife, the husband, and the children. If you're individual, the bill says $125,000. So another sleight of hand. And again, the bill is full of just arbitrary and capricious dictatorial powers where all these federal agencies get to decide what you're doing and what you're going to be spending and how to enforce this. It's $16,500 to 20,000 new IRS employees to now be the nanny state running your life. Now, let's actually go over some of these articles. Give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Stupak announces deal with White House on abortion funding with executive order. Okay, we got into that for you. Continuing, AP, fact check, premiums would rise under Obama plan. Scores of new taxes, all your major premiums if you already have insurance going up, all these new taxes. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't kick in until 2013 partially. It doesn't fully kick in until 2015, 5 years from now. So for 4.5 years, you pay hundreds of billions of dollars a year in new taxes to the government, and you can be assured you're not going to get that money in 2015. And, again, I'm against the bill and hope they repeal it later, but the Republicans aren't going to do that. You mark my words, years from now watching this, they're going to come in and cut the supposed benefits but then keep all the money that came in. That's how they tag-team us. Okay, there won't be any refund checks from all the thousands of dollars you pay every few months to these people. So that's how this scam is going to work. For 4.5 years, well, really 3, you get supposedly some benefits. Some of the uninsured do, but all this doesn't kick in for 4.5 years fully, and by then they'll change it and you'll get none of it. But just mark my words, this is a by stealth, massive tax increase, period. Again, I want to show you this article. This is out of The Hill. Republicans assail IRS provision in health care bill. And it says that the IRS will take your refunds and garnish your wages to pay for it there. Continuing, I want to get into this article right here. This is out of Gallup poll. Obama approval rating lowest yet, but and the Congress's, it says, approval rating plunges to an all-time low, but the system doesn't care. They've got a mission. They're paid for by special interests, and they are going to ram this through by hook or by crook. On the bankruptcy issue, I thought I'd actually show you these articles and go over them for radio listeners. Here's Bloomberg. Moody's, the most important private rating agency for government bonds and government investment funds, says U.S.-UK move closer to losing rating, Moody's says. And they go on to say they believe that we will lose it and that we're substantially closer to losing it. They go on to say there is inertia in the deterioration of credit metrics. I mean, there's not enough factories, not enough jobs, no real growth to pay for all this government. Meanwhile, the insurance company stocks, that Google that. I want to show the latest. I saw it Friday. Insurance stocks up. You'll get scores of articles over that headline. They're all up because they wrote it, but they played the please don't throw me in the briar patch story. The story of Briar Rabbit, he gets captured by the farmer. He says, please don't throw me in the briar patch. The rabbit lives in the briar patch. The rabbit is safe in the briar patch. He wants to be thrown in the briar patch. Almost 100 years ago, 97 years ago, the Federal Reserve ran editorials nationwide, the private banks, saying they were against the Federal Reserve when they wrote the stinking bill to take over our country and our currency and credit. Oldest trick in the book. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. I'm a swamp rabbit. I don't like the briar patch. That's where the rabbit's safe, is in the briar patch. Please don't throw me in the briar patch. And so some of the public get fooled and think, oh, yeah, these people making $250,000 a year, really $125,000 a year, we're going to get them. And these people with Cadillac health care plans, we're going to get them. Who do you think employs you? It's people with the Cadillac plans. It's the people that make enough money to hire employees. I've got 20 employees or more. And if this actually ever gets implemented, I'll have to let two or three go, bare minimum. And everybody who stays is going to get their wages cut. And then you're going to get crappy, watered-down government health care. All right, I haven't even scratched the surface on this. If you've got questions for me on the health care, I have researched it like few others and have a larger understanding of the total takeover. We're going to get into the collectivism. We're going to get into how the government's taking over every facet of industry and public life. How the government nationwide is going to remote control your thermostats. They denied this a few years ago as they installed them in Texas and Michigan and California and Utah and Florida. Now the government admits we're going to run your refrigerator, your power, your air conditioner. We're going to watch everything you do. We're going to restrict the internet. We're going to federalize your local police. We're going to have naked body scanners in mobile trucks. We're going to take your guns. We're coming after your BB guns. It's all coming up next hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.